in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is James Barnes, and I'm a PhD student at the University of Virginia School of Architecture. I study the design of outdoor learning spaces for kids with plants, so I'm both a scientist and a designer in that space. And the herb I would like to talk about today is the bottle gourd, also known as calabash, also known as Lagenaria caesarea. So the bottle gourd is a vine. It grows pretty large. It's a summer annual, so it's kind of like your crops you might grow in the summertime. It has these beautiful white flowers, but what's most notable about it is these large, almost pumpkin-like structures, fruits that it produces, which are gourds. They come in various sizes. Some of them can be as small as, say, a baseball. Some are as large as a large drum for like a drum set. So they're pretty extraordinary fruits. When they first ripen, they're very, very heavy because they have water in them. But if you dry them over time, about 6 months or so, water evaporates and you're left with this extraordinary light but hard structure, basically, that can be used for lots of purposes. So these are originally thought to be native to Asia, but they have been transported all over the planet for thousands of years. They are grown in Africa and North America. You'll see them pretty much anywhere that you can grow plants, but particularly you need a long growing season, so they do pretty well in spaces kind of Pennsylvania South, I guess is how I would describe it for those local listening. Many years ago, thousands of years ago, I think humans really figured out that these gourds, their fruits, have a lot of function as a storage container. And so they were domesticated over thousands of years to become really useful at that. So whether that be in indigenous groups where they used them as baskets for storing liquids to making musical instruments. So in India, they're used to make sitars. In North America, traditionally banjo heads were made out of these as well as Africa. So they have a lot of different purposes. Sometimes bird boxes, particularly purple martin birds, they're made out of bottle gourds where you'll see like those white nests hanging up in poles. So they have a lot of different uses. Basically, anytime you need a container of some sort, this is a natural container that grows. They can grow quite large. In a growing season, they can grow up to 30 feet long as a vine, which is pretty extraordinary for one growing season. They're annual, so they die back. We think they're pollinated by moths. And as much as I love them, the plant kind of smells.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs.